inside of everything that you've survived that you need in order to be authentically happy. And running from that stuff and burying that stuff and also letting your parents off the fucking hook because you don't want to disappoint them, that's all going to keep you numb. So let's start right now.
Okay.
What are the things that, you know, if you were sitting down with your dad and you were going to have a conversation where you were going to tell him that these were the things that happened that were not okay, and this is what I needed from you?
I needed him there for me. Like, I wanted him there every day. I wanted him there, like, to pick me up from school, you know, to hug me and tell me he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least, I wanted to spend some time with him. I wanted more than a friend. I wanted someone that would discipline me. I wanted someone to tell me right from wrong. Not just be like, oh, it's whatever. Like, I wanted someone to care. I wanted him to care.
And what do you need from him now? See, that's the cool thing too, and this is the opportunity. So the not saying it and being locked in a box is the Old Testament chapter. The New Testament chapter for you is the freedom and the authenticity and the courage to say, okay, we screwed that section up. I realize you did the best that you could, but this is what I needed from you. Give him a chance to acknowledge it, to apologize, to say what he needs to say. Now, what do you need from him now?
I feel like I... Oh, no. I will say what I want to say. I will say what I need to say.
Yes! Awesome. Good catch.
I would love if you were to, like, call me, like, with my sister once a week.
Okay. Cool. What else?
To visit him. He lives in Florida, so to visit him every 6 months would be...
Great. So you want him to send you a ticket.
Yeah.
So you can come down and see him every 6 months and to make that a priority.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
To make me a priority in my little sister's life, too.
And so I want you to make sure you get what you need. You make the request, and then you tell him that he needs to do this with your sister. You need a ticket every 6 months. You need him to call you once a week. What else do you need from him? Do you need an apology?
Yeah. Yeah. I would like that.
Great. How do you feel?
I feel relieved in the simplest way, which is I'm still trying to grasp. I'm like still wondering, is it this simple?
Mm-hmm. It always is. But it's very hard for somebody like you that's intellectual because your habit is to question everything. And the reason why you have that habit is because of all the rules in the church that made no sense to you. And so when you're in a situation where you feel a little trapped or where you start to go numb, you've trained yourself just to start thinking and questioning, and then you spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And so whenever you find yourself in that trap, basically go, oops, I'm back in the Old Testament. I'm back in the rules. I'm back to feeling numb. I'm back to fire and brimstone. What does a little love and acceptance look like right now? What does a little courage look like right now? And that will be the guide forward. Now let's talk about your mom. So without censoring yourself, there are no rules. Just have the courage to say what's there for you. What do you need to say to your mom?
Why did you take everything out on me? Why do you always stay in this mindset of misery and then complain about it, but don't do anything about it? It's like I'm her project. Right? It's like, I didn't do this with my life, so I want you to do it with your life, but if you do with your life to where I feel like I'm not, like, I didn't do good enough with mine, then I want to put you back down to my level.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty still if you celebrate your birthdays?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of, like, crazy that 12 years of your life could literally leave a lasting impression that makes you feel guilt for something as awesome as your birthday?
Our brains are weird.
They are weird. And so I'm glad you said that, because I want you to understand that what you're dealing with is a pattern that got encoded in your brain. So our brains love to learn information in chunks. Hates single bits of information. Whenever the brain can make an association, it will fuse things together and make it one piece of information, and then it will code that one piece of information as a chunk, boom, and stick it right in the anterior part of your brain. I'm going to give you an example. Okay, you ready? I want you to say the first word that comes to mind.
Okay.
Ready? Peanut butter.
Balls.
Peanut butter balls?
Yeah.
What?
Like, have you ever had peanut butter balls?
No.
Okay.
In literally 1,000 people asking that question, everyone says jelly.
Oh.
Peanut butter balls? That's hilarious. Oh my God. Okay. So we'll go with it. Peanut butter balls. So in your brain, if I say peanut butter, you mean you're like balls. Okay. Yeah. So that gets coated together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I go peanut butter jelly. It gets coated together. So whenever anybody says peanut butter, you think
balls.
So that's how a brain learns information in chunks. So it'll make associations like black and white. It'll make association like peanut butter jelly or peanut butter balls. It'll make associations, winter cold, mm-hmm. summer hot. Your brain made an association with birthdays. What is it?
Pain.
Yeah. When you hear the word birthday, because of how you were raised, the association that got fused together naturally was pain.
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
March 11th.
I want you to ask a good friend to be responsible for planning your birthday celebration.
Okay.
Who is the person going to be that you're going to ask?
His name is Nate.
The reason why I want you to do that is because I can't trust you to do it.
Okay.
And you're going to be uncomfortable. And because of your brain, which is associated birthday with what?
Pain.
Pain. You will be fighting against that internal wiring, and I don't want you to have to. I want Nate to take care of it. I want Nate to make it happen. I want Nate to make it amazing, and no matter what a pain in the ass you are, it is supposed to happen, okay? And then after a couple years of doing that, you will start to break apart the association. Now, an association like birthday and pain, that association got created in the Old Testament. That is part of your past. We are starting a new chapter with new associations. So birthday is pain. What is love? What's the association with self-love?
I want to say abandonment when you said love.
Okay, so the Old Testament, it was love is abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the new chapter? Love means what?
Accepting.
Fabulous. So in the new chapter, the association with sex and love and relationship and orgasm and pleasure, what's that association?
Go for it.
Go for it. I love it. Okay. So you can start to see that in the old chapter, right, the Old Testament, which was when you're numb,
mm-hmm.
when you're constrained, when you're trapped, when you're by the rules, when you're not disappointing people, when you are cutting yourself, when you're in pain, any time that you find yourself there, and you will.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to recognize, oh, shoot. I'm in the old chapter. Girl, it's time to, like, we got to turn the page because I'm in the new chapter.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a couple of assignments. Obviously, number one, you're going to talk to your dad. Number two, you're going to talk to your mom.
Okay.
Number three, I would like you to start to consider how you can move out. I think it's very important for you to get some physical space from your mom, because she does a lot of things that trigger you. And I do think it's time for you to start to chart your own course. I want you to find a therapist and go to work at really deconstructing the Old Testament chapter of your life and rebuilding, or building rather, the new chapter that's defined by love and acceptance and going for it and authenticity and connection, okay? Now, I have looked at your social media channel, and I don't look scared. And I have a recommendation for you. So you have mentioned a couple times that you sometimes feel like a fraud because here you are talking about self-love, but you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think your social media channel would be 1,000 times more powerful if you were actually talking about what you're dealing with.
Okay.
What if you took a photo of the scars on your arm for cutting and you wrote a post about how these are 4 years old? But the scars are still there, and every day can be a struggle despite how happy you are. And for those of you that are out there that struggle every day, I want you to know that I relate and that I can be there too. When you have a great day, write about that, but always with that deeper root of, and if you knew where I came from. If you see an abandoned, you know, drug wrapper on the ground, take a photo of it. Boy, I used to be way into this kind of stuff because I would do anything to numb myself. That is what will build you a following. It will help you influence people because you're being authentic. And it will create a voice that is needed in the world around the idea of your dealing with stuff and you're getting through it. It's like being that light of hope without being some expert from above. And the fact is that through that, you can start immediately influencing people and having a real conversation and not running from your past, but owning that shit and not being ashamed of it and turning it into something for good. And for authentic happiness.
I like that a lot.
Me too. So you started to tear up when I suggested, can I see the cuts on your arm?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow, they're really there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Wow.
You can feel them.
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. I really can. Have you ever put them on social media?
No.
So you got really like when I suggested you do it. Why?
Yeah. The attention. Of course, there's probably always going to be those people that are like, oh, she's just doing that for the attention. And that, I don't like that.
Well, you could write about that. You could say, I almost didn't post this because my immediate reaction to posting it was that some people might think I did it just for the attention. And I realized I often stop myself from doing things because I'm worried about what other people think. Now, see, that's authentic, right?
Okay.
When you feel yourself silence, when you feel yourself go numb, when you feel yourself start to edit, when you feel yourself being worried about disappointing, there I am, back in the Old Testament. Whoop, we got a time warp. Let's go forward.
Turn the page.
So I want you to understand that loving yourself means having the courage to go have the real conversation with your dad. And you will not be able to love your father until you complete the stuff from the past.
Yeah, and I thought it was superficial. That's real right there. I thought self-love was, oh, you know, put some makeup on, take a bath, like take care of yourself. But like, no, self-love is taking care of your shit and then doing better.
I'm really excited for you.
Me too. I feel relieved. To
awesome.
Be honest with you.
I do too.
I'm not as messed up as I thought I was. And
God,
there
no.
are solutions.
Do you feel like you have the key to get out of the trap?
Yeah, I feel like I was blindfolded.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I just took the blindfold off and I was like, oh, wait, the path's right here in front of me. Just knowing that I know the next steps to take is relieving to me. For the longest time, I didn't even know the first step. And now I have 4, which is really cool because now I really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel empowered. I'm excited to figure my shit out. As crazy as that sounds, I'm excited to find those roots and to love them and to really figure out my problems, you know, and to do something about it, not just complain about it or talk about it, take action on it in an honest way.
I wanted to end Kick-Ass with Mel Robbins on this coaching session for a reason. Because one of the things I've always said is that change is hard when you do it on your own, but it can be simple and even fun when we do it together. And when you finally have that bit of clarity, as Ashlyn now does, it is empowering to figure your shit out. In fact, if you have any problem that can be solved with action, you don't have a problem. And so I want to leave you in action with a few takeaways from this coaching session. First, you can love someone and still be angry at them. You can be afraid of disappointing somebody and still make requests of them. This was such a huge insight in my own life that just because I was angry with someone didn't mean I didn't love them. And so Ashlyn is now empowered to talk to her parents, her father in particular, and ask for what she needs from him, which is more effort on his part and the ability to see him more often. And you can do the exact same thing in your life with the people that you love. Wherever you're disappointed, that's cool. That's normal. You're human, and you can change it. And you can start changing it by simply starting a conversation. And here's what you say. I love you. I'm afraid of upsetting you, but I really need to have this conversation with you. And the rest will flow from there. The second takeaway is to be honest about where in your life you feel numb, because that's where the roots are. If you remember the coaching session with Evelyn, she described feeling numb whenever she procrastinated. Feeling numb, it's a really important clue as to the areas of your life that need attention and healing. And if you listen to this conversation and you can relate to Ashlyn and you're feeling numb and you're scared about how numb you feel, I want you to know you need to do something about it and that you're not alone. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, and a trained professional will talk to you for free as long as you need. And on this note, Ashlyn has something she wants to say to you.
If you're listening to this and you felt the way I felt, I want you to know, as stupid as this sounds, that, you know, it always gets better. It only gets better if you choose to get better. You have to help yourself first.
Yes, you do. And now you can. And the third takeaway from this coaching session is to all the parents that are listening. Look, I'm a parent of 3 kids, and it is easy to judge Ashlyn's parents and say, where the hell were they? But let's face it, we all miss signs. So you can ask yourself right now, where is your kid or any child in your life completely checked out? Where are you missing potential signs? Because if your instincts say something might be up, that they seem a little checked out, you need to check in. And look, even if something isn't up, even if everything's fine, checking back in only makes someone feel affirmed and loved. So why not? The fourth takeaway from this coaching session is about the idea of celebration. You just heard an extreme example of how someone's spirit can get diminished when they're not celebrated. And while you may celebrate your birthdays, there are probably areas in your life where celebration is missing. So think about that for a second. Are you good at celebrating your accomplishments? I'm even talking about the little stuff. Your accomplishments that you got up on time this morning. You actually made it to the gym today. Or that you're simply trying your best. Celebration is critical for a healthy life. And our team was so moved by Ashlyn's story that we couldn't miss the opportunity to help her celebrate her birthday for the very first time.
Happy birthday, dear Ashlyn. Happy birthday to you.
And the final takeaway is about transparency. If there's one thread throughout all of these coaching sessions in Kick-Ass with Mel Robbins, it's that you won't be able to kick-ass until you own your story. When you own your story, that's where all the power lies. Kim owned the story of quitting and being a baby. Marcus owned his unique story in business. Jessie owned her story around narcissism. Evelyn owned her story as an abuse survivor. Stephen owned the fact that he was a manipulator. Tara owned how mean she was. Kyle owned his sobriety. And Ashlyn is owning the darker parts of her past and her healing. It's only when you're transparent about your past that you have the power to own and change the future. In fact, I have an incredible update from Ashlyn. We've been watching her on social media. She's doing incredible, and she's also being incredibly powerful and transparent about her past. She recently posted a photo of her scars on Instagram and wrote this to accompany the photo. When I was 14 years old, I started cutting myself. After a terrible first half to my freshman year at a new school, I decided to move from California to Oregon. I was alone, homeschooled, and didn't know how to deal with unwanted emotions. This led to years of self-harm. Something that started off as a harmful distraction to feel something turned into years of self-sabotage, including self-medicating with hard drugs like cocaine, Molly, and much more. I soon got addicted to being high, whether it was getting drunk on a school night or trying anything that would numb me. Fast forward 5 years, now I'm 19 years old. I no longer cut myself, self-medicate, or use any hard drugs whatsoever. There's so much more to my story that I haven't been able to open myself up to tell. I now realize more than ever how important it is for me to stay vulnerable and tell the whole truth, even when it's hard. I still struggle with limiting beliefs and even suicidal thoughts. I used to hate this part of myself. Now I'm learning that there will always be, quote, bad about me. But that's okay. I'm learning to deal with me. To love me. All of me. Always. Always. Finally, let's talk about you. It's time for you to kick ass and own your own story. I'm sure listening to these coaching sessions was as impactful for you as it was for me. I got something powerful from each and every one of these conversations, and I'll be honest, I got some work to do. And that's not a bad thing. Things are always changing around us, and that means we've got to change too. So as I take my life, marriage, business, health, and relationships to the next level, I hope you're inspired to go for that next level too. And as I've said multiple times, yes, you can try to change on your own, but why the hell would you want to? When we do it together, it's so much easier and a hell of a lot more fun. So if you have questions, need help, or are inspired to share your story, I want to hear from you. Yes, I mean this. You can reach out to me at my website, melrobbins.com. And if you want a daily boost, a kick in the ass, make sure you follow and connect with us on social media. We are on there every single day. Everything we put out is designed to give you the kick in the ass, the inspiration, the laugh, the hope, the push that you need. And as a bonus for listening, I've got a gift for you. If you go to melrobbins.com/kickass, you can download a guide that will help you apply some of the takeaways from these coaching sessions and help you kick ass in your own life. From the bottom of my heart, I'm actually sad that this is over, but I want to thank you for joining me in these coaching sessions. I truly hope you were entertained, inspired, and that you learned something valuable and new. Now, go kick ass. This has been an Audible Original Publishing production of Kick Ass with Mel Robbins, advice from the author of The 5-Second Rule. Created and hosted by yours truly, Mel Robbins. Executive producers, Keith O'Connell and Mike Charzik. Producers, Kat Lambrix, Mel Robbins, Mandy Bergen, and Tracy Mers. Editorial director, Rose Hilliard. Edited by Sarah Cosa. Mixed and mastered by Darren Vermas. Copyright 2018 by Mel Robbins. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Originals, LLC. This audiobook is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. In fact, if you need one, hire one. The conversations in this project contain references to persons whose viewpoints are not represented. Their memories of events referenced in this project may differ dramatically, since there are always two sides to every story.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.